TH, looking at the world as much as is possible through the media we have today, but there are good independent media channels with people whom I respect as actually telling facts and the truth and who know what they're talking about. And I think one of the problems today, the global North, Europe and the US, especially, is that the leaders are totally incompetent as statesmen or women. And that this is a weakness of the this Western kind of democracy that is now becoming evident and becoming a problem, that political campaigns, and we see it, they have become media campaigns, smiling, sweet-talking, politicians run by PR and media experts. And then, yes, maybe hidden trying to be hidden. Corruption. And the emergence, and I would say they're well established now, of a, yes, oligarch class among the leaders of the so-called democratic society. And with oligarch, I mean that when you climb up to the political positions up there, you're part of a gang. Like a social class. You hang out there in fine restaurants. I mean, I sometimes take walks in those districts of Stockholm around the parliament. And I heard politicians here say that. That they're part of a social crew, a social layer of society where they're fighting against each other, but they are enjoying that privileged life. And you can see it in the fact that they have raised their salaries significantly during the past 50 years or so. I would say, I haven't checked it out, but lots of benefits. Powerful positions and profitable, good connection, contacts. Even when you're out of politics, you will be maybe even a celebrity, being invited to all the parties and fine positions, and maybe in corporations or whatever. And those people may be able to run the country when everything is just peaches and cream. Everyone in the country, because the work, most of the work in a country is done by the people down on the ground, the grassroots level, not by the people sitting in the fine restaurants and buildings and luxurious offices and the capital city. But there they are, and they are governing. But because, and I know this, I've briefly, now and then, entered into those circles of the upper class, the rich ones, the cool, famous, successful ones, those moving around in those circles, whether they're politicians or business people or whatever. And I have never met such isolated people with such a narrow worldview. Some hardly not been outside of the upper class area of the city in their lives. And they know how to walk the walk, talk the talk, dress the right way, behave the right way, everything in those areas, in those circles, among their crowd, in their part of town. And they hardly know anything outside. Why should they? They're busy governing and doing their job. So what we see now, when this is being spoken, April 25, is I would say, a critical situation caused by that we have leaders in those positions, big top decision-making positions, who have and it seems at least surprisingly, shockingly, many of them have a complete wrong, illusory and false view on what is going on in many very crucial parts of the world, such as in Ukraine and Israel, Gaza, Middle East, all over the place. And I suspect that most of their knowledge about the world situation comes just in between them, over the lunch tables and watching a bit of the news now and then when coming home. But we who have time and sit and look at, because they are here, I'm looking at YouTube where there are old experienced diplomats, old CIA operatives, now pensioners who can talk freely, lawyers, judges, professors, experts, very knowledgeable, and giving facts, verifiable facts, that show a completely different picture of the world situation than the mainstream media. Which is really controlled again by the top power people there. And I fear that they all live in a kind of an echo chamber where a certain worldview certain views on everything bouncing around among those that elite there within their little chambers or big chambers where you find the media elite the mass media controllers the other business elites, political elites, hanging out together. And I even suspect that more and more we find politicians building their understanding and acting on what they see in the news and the media. They're controlled by maybe not journalists, but the media corporations and the very smart and influential people who control those media. Because when you do that, when you're in control of such media and you have the knowledge how to work effectively, efficiently with media, you have an enormous power and influence. In shaping the worldview, the view of the world, how it looks today, who's good, who's bad, what is this, what is that, what is false, what is true. And we see that going on today. So, yes, we got a problem, humans. And I think it's mainly a problem in the global north, in Europe and the US. And it's augmented, amplified, doubled, tripled, different layers, economic recession. And I hear more and more the word depression being used as a warning sign. And then you got those incompetent leaders making stupid decisions, panicking. And what do you do when you panic? Call the military. Well, the military can be very good because they are used to being realist. They have to be realist. But in these countries where I am now, in Sweden for instance, military is also a social club, a little world in itself. Mainly there for giving us a feeling of safety, of security, but with no experience of actual war situations, even among top generals, colonels, and leaders who are then also controlled by those politicians, who are controlled by those media or whatever, in that big echo chamber where they all are caught. And you have to stay within that chamber in order to have your job, to be part of the game, to keep that social position up there. Otherwise you lose your job. And that fine house you have in the upper class area, and so on. And your reputation. So much is at stake there. So you may even have. And that's why I hear really experienced military leaders, such as Daniel Davis and Douglas MacGregor, say that, and several others, that these military leaders, even these generals, they don't know what they're talking about. But then you have the military-industrial complex there also, the big guys, even bigger probably, who make a lot of money on war. So this is where we are now. And well, I pray to God and to those who are above us looking down and trying to guide us in somewhat sensible ways for mercy, because we need help, we humans. And all I can say here is that we, when all of you who are like me, thinking like me, seeing things a bit the same, well, stand up and work together. And the best, easiest thing to do that, it's easy to do. You just need to lift your hand and click on share, subscribe to the right channels, look at them, get involved. There are comment fields and discussion forums, and we have this wonderful opportunity to educate ourselves and to influence. And even, I would say, if you feel, as I think all of us feel, most of us, except the fools maybe, that it's a bewildering situation, and what can I do, how can I understand what's right and wrong? Well, first, take care of yourselves. Let's take care of ourselves and our beloved ones, and so we get food to eat. And I think it's a time when we have to be prepared to stand on our own feet and care for ourselves and work together locally. But when your leaders start talking about going into war with others, the way I see now, we're going to get into war with the biggest nuclear power in the world. We who hardly have any military left. It's insane. It's just, it doesn't make sense. And that's what is crazy. And that's what we're talking about. And I'm not saying my opinions here. I'm listening to people who I really respect. And I can give you a whole list of channels here on YouTube that you could look at and then make up your own mind. And this is maybe the greatest risk these unqualified leaders who have, again, forgotten the heavy lessons from the Second World War and are too ignorant to understand the consequences or too proud and blinded by hubris, the consequences of a nuclear exchange today. they're sitting there in their chambers and restaurants and their government buildings, having a good time with their friends and having to show each other that, look, muscles, we are strong, we're the strongest. We can fight those stupid other ones, the evil ones, the bad ones. I would say that many humans here in the West, in these countries that are so-called privileged countries that have been rich to a large extent by exploiting, stealing from others, for so many years now, they have lost connection with reality. And I can see it. It's like sometimes people are living in some Hollywood film, or it's the narrative, the story that is being told. That's what it becomes their reality. I mean, it's like a movie by Fellini, or even worse, Louis Buñuel, showing the absurd downfall of a civilization. Like Satyricon repeated. So, if your leaders, the kind, democratically elected, I don't know if anyone thinks that the leaders are kind or even qualified. I think most are rather unsatisfied with all the different political parties, at least here. I don't vote because I don't see any political party competent to lead a country. But if you see that those who are now ruling want to get you into a war, not just defending your country if it is being invaded or attacked by someone else, but to step into a war entering into other countries and fighting enemies there. Well, of course we would ask why, but they have nice media campaigns and everything to tell us why, and we will go, yes, oh. But then we need to keep our minds clear and ask ourselves, if you're a mother or a father, do you want your children to go out in that war? And get killed? Is it worth dying for? So I say, because many don't have the time or the attention span to listen to very long speeches like this, simple rule of thumb: if your leaders tell you to go out into war somewhere and they want to spend the money on that instead of your own country, helping it to be strong and stable and secure, then vote for other leaders. Don't vote for such leaders. If you're still in a democracy, you have that power to vote. Use it. And first of all, when you decide who to vote for and not, don't just look at or listen to what they say, because they say anything to get elected. But a bit deeper, their actions, ask them, question them seriously. Are you on that war rail also? We need to wake up, we the people everywhere, and question the leaders. Look and learn from those who actually know. I know, actually work for peace, cooperation. Sharing rather than taking. It's not that hard to see who's who once you do your homework. Okay.